When Aaron died, Moshe was jealous. Moshe was jealous of the way he died. It was the kiss of God in such a peaceful fashion. Yeah, he was jealous, but he was jealous of more than just that. He was jealous of the fact that Aaron had been able to pass on the mantle of leadership. The position of Kohen Gadol would remain in his family. Yes, Aaron's son, Eleazar, becomes the Kohen Gadol. It's a greatest feeling to know that what you started will continue with your next member of your family. Moshe desperately, desperately wants the same thing. Moshe wants to die the same peaceful death. And Moshe also wants to know that that's going to be, the next leader will be from his children. And yet that's where Moshe is disappointed, because Moshe doesn't get that. Moshe's children do not pass on as the next leaders, but rather it skips to someone else. It's because on many levels, first off, they weren't deserving. They weren't on the level to lead the Jewish people. But more than that, the leadership position is not something that's inherited. It's something that's earned. The kohuna, being a kohen, is something that's earned. That's not necessarily earned. Yes, the kohen gadol has to have certain degrees of ability, but it's not a guarantee. It doesn't mean you can't be a kohen if your father is a kohen. You're automatically a kohen if your father is a kohen. And so, the sad part for Moshe is that he won't get that. And for many people, for much smaller people than Moshe Rabbeinu, what would happen is that the disappointment would lead to a sad end to his leadership, but not to Moshe Rabbeinu. See, Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate leader of the Jewish people, and Moshe Rabbeinu fights for the right leader for the Jewish people. And so, I think we have to understand, what is it about Moshe Rabbeinu and Jewish leadership that makes them such? The Jewish leaders for a very long time were shepherds. Avram, Yaakov, Moshe, David. Why shepherds? Why couldn't they be any other profession? A shepherd is a leader. They have their flock. But the hardest part of being a shepherd is that you know that if the flock has no shepherd, they're completely lost. There's no one else that's going to step up from amongst the flock to lead the people, to lead the group. It is something that requires such unbelievable focus, such unbelievable commitment to every single member. Moshe Rabbeinu is that person. He is so perfectly suited for the leadership, not because he's a gifted orator, not because he's charismatic, not for any other reason other than Moshe Rabbeinu cared about each and every one of his members of his flock. And God looked and said, if that is how you are, if you could be so caring for your animals, then I am confident that you'll do the same for your people. I think it's important to recognize that that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu says in his passing comments to God in our parsha. Yifkod Hashem Elokei Ruchos Sechol Basar. He says, God, you are the one. You know everything. You know what's in a person's head and in a person's mind. What is the next leader going to need to be? He's going to need to be someone that knows that every person is unique. He is someone who's going to know that every person has their own, brings their own troubles, their own trials and tribulations to the table. Yeah, that's a big task for a leader. You have to recognize all that. And then you have to look and say, what is special about this person? And what's special about that person? Moshe Rabbeinu does not get his child to be the next leader. But he gets his Talmud. His very, very, very dedicated student, Yehoshua. What did Yehoshua do? Yehoshua spent so much time with Moshe Rabbeinu. And in the time he spent with Moshe Rabbeinu, he sought out an understanding of what it means to lead. What it means to lead is to take care of each person. I think one of the most incredible conversations between Moshe and Yehoshua is at Chet HaEgel. Yehoshua hears the noise and says, it's bad. Kal anot. A Anochi Shomeya. I hear Kol Milchama. I hear the sounds of war. And what Moshe says to him is, no, 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 no. In Kol Anot Gvura, in Kol Anot Chalusha, Kol Anot Anochi Shomeya. You don't hear the sounds of strength. You don't hear the sounds of weakness. You just hear a sound. What Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him is, you know what a leader has to have? A discerning ear. Listen to what they're saying carefully. Because it might appear one way, but really it's a different way. Yehoshua had been trained with a discerning ear and a discerning mind and a careful eye to look, to see, to hear, to feel the difference and the distinction of every single voice. And with that recognition, Moshe Rabbeinu knows that Yehoshua is going to be the right person. He has been trained for all these years. God confirms it. And Yehoshua is chosen as the next leader. Have a great day.